This week we read two parshiot, Nitzavim ve'Eilach. We're moving towards the end of the Torah, and at this point Moshe's making the final preparations to take his leave and to leave the people on their own, as it were. Of course they're going to be leaders, but it's not the same as having Moshe. One of the things that we're told is that the people themselves need to take responsibility for each other. We're told that the secret things are within the domain of God, but the things which are revealed are our responsibilities. Rashi adds a comment that this relationship, where we have mutual responsibility, it takes place when we cross the Jordan River, which sounds like one element, and the second element is when we stand by the mountains, Har Gerizim and Har Eval, and we take an oath, as it were. It's interesting that both of these elements are necessary, because they could have taken an oath before they cross over, but it seems to be that specifically they need to cross the Jordan, they need to enter into the land, and only then can they really take this oath. Now, what exactly does this mean in terms of mutual responsibility? The Hebrew phrase is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. All of Jews are guarantors, or guarantee, they have guarantees for one another. An Arev, the term Arevim, the singular Arev, is a term which can be used in commerce when somebody signs a contract and he needs someone else to sign up for him to take responsibility just in case the first person can't pay back the loan. That's what an arev is. Although the word arev can also have a connotation of being sweet and something which is pleasant, something which is nice. We're told then that all Jews have the responsibility for one another, and the way that Rashi presents it is in terms of sin and mistakes. There's one midrash that describes it in giving an example, as if all Jews were on one boat. And if one person says, you know, under my space on the boat, I'm going to dig a hole, I'm going to make a hole in that boat, and the water's going to, and the boat will take on water. The boat will take on water for everyone. It's not just that in his own domain, or her own domain, will there be a hole, that one person's behavior affects everybody else. And I think we can understand why this would be the case when we enter into the land of Israel, which means there's always been a debate, or at least for the last couple of thousand years, what really are the Jewish people? Are we a nation? Are we a religion? And the answer, of course, is both. But when we live in separate communities all over the world, one's behavior, at least in a practical sense, could be in a metaphysical or spiritual sense, would mean something else, but in a practical sense, if one person does something wrong, it's very hard to see how it affects others. But when you live together as a society, and one person does something, it does, in fact, affect others. If God punishes, then God punishes everyone. If the economy will be bad, which in antiquity meant that there would not be rain, that affects everybody. But there's another side to this teaching, that's a much more positive side. There's a law that one person can help another person perform a positive commandment. So, for example, if I already said the Kiddush on Shabbat, I took the wine and I said the proper verses and blessings. I said Kiddush. And then a minute later, somebody else walks in who has not heard Kiddush yet. Am I allowed to say Kiddush again? Again, in this example where the person asks me to say it, for whatever reason they can, or they don't know how to, or do not want to, but they ask me to say it. Can I say it again? I already said the words. I already made the blessing. And the answer is that I can, and the question is why. So the simple reason would be, just like we have responsibility in terms of negative behavior that one another does, we also have responsibility in terms of helping someone else do positive. But one of the commentators, the Ran, a commentator on the Rif in the back of the Talmud, says the following thing, which I think we really need to understand. He says, the reason I can say the Kiddush again, or for that matter it applies to other commandments, is because I have not fully fulfilled the commandment yet, which means each and every Jew has an obligation to fulfill commandments, but we have that obligation, according to the Ran, multiplied by every single Jew in the world. So if another Jew has not fulfilled the commandment, it means on a certain level, I have not fulfilled the commandment. And if I have not fulfilled the commandment, so of course I make the blessing again. What we have over here is an example where Jewish law indicates Jewish philosophy. The philosophy is, or the hashkafa, if you will, is that we all have responsibility for one another. This is true in terms of our negative behavior, but it's also true in terms of positive fulfillment of mitzvot. If another Jew has not fulfilled the mitzvah, then there's something lacking within me as well. This particular identity began when we crossed over the Jordan and we became a nation.